Welcome to a Wholeness Podcast, a healthy home for hair professionals and our clients, where health and happiness is the top priority for those within the hair industry. Serving those who serve and giving the hair industry one great big hug. Hello, I'm your host, Fliss Downs, a barber, yogi, and meditation teacher. Come on in. Before I crack on with today's episode, if you haven't done so already, please hit the follow button on Spotify or on iTunes and leave me a star rating and review. By doing this, you will be helping me reach a wider audience and get the message out there sooner rather than later. I'd also like to mention that this podcast is proudly sponsored by Earth and Soul Pizza. If you are local to or travelling through Bairnsdale, use my promo code LOVEFLISS. That's LOVEFLISS. And get yourself a free large pizza when you buy one. With locally sourced produce and food exceptionally made by the team at Earth and Soul Pizza, be sure to get your wholesome, blissful pizza. So it's Wednesday, the 3rd of April, 2024. We are over the quarter of a year mark. And this week, I've actually really struggled to get this episode recorded. And it's literally just now that I'm recording this. It's 7:35. I have 10 more minutes until I need to jump in the shower to go to work. I've got back from New Zealand and it was an absolute life-changing trip. And yet I've come back and this morning I woke up and I really felt my frequency be quite low. So I realised I had to amp myself up. So I've gone to the gym. I've come back, I've then listened to a motivational video, which I will share a link on the show notes, so please do check it out. If any of you are listening to this and are in a little bit of a funk, feeling like they need to have a bit of motivation in their life, then give this 15-minute video a whirl. It's a video that you don't even need to watch, you can literally just put on and listen to. And I'm actually here on my sofa right now. And my cat Arlo has come to sit next to me. He's purring away, bless him. He loves company. But anyway, enough rambling. We are on episode 40 now. And in the last 39 episodes together, we've welcomed 19 guests. Can you believe that? I sat down the other night, actually. It was Monday night when I got back from New Zealand, and I just thought, you know what, I'm curious to know how many guests have we welcomed on a Wholeness podcast. Turns out that we've welcomed 19 guests, two of which has actually come back onto the show, and we've also had a three-part series with one guest, and a total of 16 solo episodes from myself, and this episode will mark the 17th. And I'm shortly approaching the one-year benchmark of a Wholeness podcast. And the first 8 months, to be honest, was a bit of a bumpy road. Not always getting an episode out each week. And I believe this is a very common thing in the podcasting world. However, I promised myself this year to bring out an episode every week, regardless of what's happening in my life and where I'm at. And I've really been struggling to come up with content. I've got two titles in mind that I wish to discuss, and I've been typing away my view or my belief on that topic. So I've been thinking, oh, I'm just going to do an episode about these two topics, but I also don't want to wing it like I'm winging this episode, as you can probably tell. Anyway, I really hit the ground running, and I can say the first quarter of this year I have achieved just that in terms of providing an episode every week. And now more than ever, I've got to continue with integrity towards myself and you, my listeners. So even though this might be a bit of a rambling, short episode today, I just really wanted to shine the light on all of the guests that have been on a Wholeness podcast to date. Because without those guests, a Wholeness podcast wouldn't have turned into what it is today. And I'm really going through a phase where I
feel like I'm needing to rebrand the Yoga Barber. I feel like I need to rebrand a Wholeness podcast. And I've also got something new and exciting to be coming out in the next month or two. If you haven't listened to all the episodes, I highly recommend you go back to the beginning of a Wholeness podcast to episode one and take yourself through a little journey of what AWP has gone through. So I'm just going to roll through the guests that have come onto a Wholeness podcast. Our first guest was in episode four, Jack Case. And that by far is the highest listened to episode to date, which is just phenomenal. Episode five was with Earl Sage Wolf. And Earl is all the way over in America. He's one of my guests who I've had on two times now. Then there was the three-part series with Via Fenua, so episode 6, 7, and 8. Then I had my friend Melanie on episode 9, who is also a yogi, teaches yoga, beauty therapist as well. And jump into episode 12, we welcomed Keegan, who actually changed his career direction in his 30s. Then episode 13 was with Sherelle, business coach for salon owners. Episode 14 was Mahesh, who's a darling, darling online friend of mine over in the UK, and I cannot wait to connect with him in person and go to one of his yoga classes as well. Episode 15 was with my client and friend Tim, who is a former pharmacist. Episode 17, we welcomed Owen McCarthy, who is based in Melbourne, not far from me, and I really need to see him, as well as his friend Lee, who he's gone into business with. Jumping forward to episode 22, to welcome Lee, which is Owen's friend, and they've got an educational platform. They're on a world tour right now. And then Episode 23 was with Rebecca, who's a yogi and a foot specialist. Episode 24 was with James, who is an absolute legend of a man. Cannot believe he's gone through everything that he has and built a really successful business. Jump into episode 39, I welcomed Lisa, and she is a former hairdresser and she's moved into the mental health space. Episode 31 was with my darling friend Daniel, who is the founder of Bairnsdale Bikes, where a lot of these episodes are recorded or part recorded. Episode 32 was with Tony, who's a health coach. Episode 33 was with Yestin, a musician who I adore over in the UK. Episode 35 was with Carol, over in the UK as well, who is really helping the movement of the LGBTQ plus community within the hair industry. And episode 36 was Merin. Merin is the co-founder of Earth and Soul Pizza, the company that sponsor a Wholeness podcast. Jumping through to last week's episode, which was episode 39 with Kerry Blue, who is the founder of Affirmation, and Carol is the co-founder. So Carol and myself spoke about Kerry back in episode 35. So that's a real roundup of our guests, and I just wanted to show the highlights of those guests on AWP. So yeah, seriously, if you've not listened to all of them, I recommend you go back. If you've not yet left a review for this podcast, please leave a review or star rating. I would love you forever. But yeah, in a roundabout way, I'm going to be stripping things back to basics, making things simple, fresh and crisp. And what I mean by that is both the Yoga Barber and a Wholeness podcast are going to be having a slight rebrand. The website is going to be stripped back, and currently I'm a one-woman band. So all of this lies on me, especially as I don't have the resources to outsource at the moment in time as well. I just can't wait to really explore more with you guys. I've got an amazing guests coming up. And creating this podcast really does take up a lot of my time, sourcing my guests, recording the episodes, then editing them, creating the show notes and then posting on social media. And at times I really do feel overwhelmed. And I know when I'm job free and location free, my life will ultimately and incredibly change for the better. But for now, I have to learn skills I've never before, do things which scare me. I've got to push my boundaries and my limiting beliefs and simply never stop. Rounding this back to where I started in this episode, talking about this motivational video, I came in from the gym and I thought, oh my God, it's my late night. I'm working for 11 and a half hours with only a 45 minute lunch break. I partly really didn't want to do this episode, but I thought, no, Bliss, just get on your damn laptop. Okay, it's not being professionally recorded in the studio. The sound might not be amazing, but again, I've got to lead with integrity. I've got to do this for myself. I've got to do this for you, the listeners. And let's just wait and see what next week's episode's going to be. Like I said, I've got some amazing guests coming up. I just need to really plan that all out and basically get my organizational skills to the next level. So anyway, I will love you and leave you.
As always, stay tuned and stay real. Join me every Wednesday for a Wholeness podcast. I'll catch you real soon. Peace, love, and light.